Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Way Too Frequently Asked Questions podcast. I'm Matt Barbieri from WIS, and I'm here to answer some of the most common questions my small business clients ask me and address a lot of the topics that come up in meetings. And so today's topic, as a lot of them do, they fall in and out of accounting. And so if I think about my job day to day, I've become less of an accountant per se, where I'm, you know, journaling and recording entries and opining on things like revenue recognition and more, I would say, just in as much as the word is overused, in general advisory about just a ton of different topics. And so one that comes up with every early stage company and even later are the communication with investors. And so for a fair amount of the population that are CEOs or, you know, heads of emerging businesses, it's the first time they're in that position. And they look at their investors, and in general, without any other, I would say, intervention, they kind of think of it like a principal and a student relationship, where the investor is the principal, they know everything, and, you know, the company and the CEO are really to learn from them, and that's who they answer to. And that's just not the right dynamic to think about the relationship. And so I got a fair amount of this way that I feel from speaking to different VCs and investors. And the feeling that I got from a lot of them, that I'm gonna steal some words and kind of, you know, mix them up. But what they said to me is, in most cases, the companies in their early stage portfolio don't communicate with them often enough. And when they do, they write us a novel. And the quote was, "We don't want homework." And when we get that novel, it's like, oh, it's just kind of like the hands go up. And it's like, now I've got, you know, a 20-page document to read over the weekend. And we haven't heard from this company in 90 days. And we just don't know exactly what's up. And so, of course, this is a feeling, and there's going to be investors that think totally the opposite way. So don't take this as gospel. That's why we've got to know your investors and know what they're looking for and open the lines of communication. But that goes back to the principal and student relationship and establishing more of a peer-to-peer relationship. So the way that we like to advise on you know, communication is more frequent, smaller communications of things that are important to them. And the question of figuring out what's important to them is really as difficult as asking what's important for us to communicate with you. And then it's also to establish the feeling that they are a peer and that we can report things to them, both good and bad. And so another thing that I took away from my, you know, many, many conversations with investors that are either, you know, frustrated or happy, is that none of these companies ever really report bad news to them until it's really bad news. So the companies will start going silent. The communications will be less frequent. And then they'll show up raising a bridge round of financing. And they're kind of like, yeah, we need another 250 to get us through the next milestone where we're going to raise the proper A round. And if you think about it from the point of view of the investor, like, they haven't heard anything for a while. You might not have been communicating as much as you should have been. And now you're at my door and you want more money. Really, how inclined am I going to be to make that next investment to help you? So if you think about it from that perspective, you might understand when or what you should be communicating to them. And so obviously there's no one size fits all. And, you know, we have our recommended, you know, monthly check-in or quarterly check-in with the investors. And it all depends on the facts and circumstances of the situation that you're in. The most important takeaway is really opening the line of communication, understanding their position, what drives them, and how we can serve them. And also importantly, how they can serve us. All of these investors come into your company because they want it to be successful. So they come up from a place of money, which is helping, but there's always a lot of other things they can do, which can be very helpful. And so they don't know those things unless we communicate them to them. So I hope you learned a little bit of something around investor communication and how you should be addressing it and thinking about it. If you have a specific circumstance that you'd like to talk to me about, obviously this was really general and every situation has its own hair around it. I'd be more than happy to talk to you about it. So feel free to reach out to me, mbarbieri@wist.com, and we can chat further. As always, thanks for listening.